Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Speak Your Mind Radio. My name is Brenda Williams. I am your host, and I am back from a pretty long vacation. So I've been taking vacations from time to time, back and forth, only because I need breaks and I work so late at night now. But I am so happy to be back. I know that I have had so many people reach out to me asking me when was the show coming back, a whole bunch of different things. But anyway, I'm so happy to be back. Tonight we have a hot topic. Tonight's topic is today's drugs versus yesterday's drugs. And the reason why I had this show is because I saw a new drug that's out. It's called Guaca. And from what I hear, there's been several different deaths from this drug. There's been several different illnesses from this drug. And it's sad because it's a drug that's actually killing people. I recently posted a video of this drug on my timeline, and they call this drug Guaca. They say it's made of bath salts. They say it has all types of different chemicals in it. But it actually drives people crazy and makes them demonic, give them somehow superhero powers. Some of the videos that I saw on this drug, Guaca, was a guy running into a moving car window. Another video I saw was people running around the streets naked. Just when people talked about this drug and what this drug did to their bodies, they said that this drug actually made them have suicidal thoughts, made them feel demonic, made them feel angrier than they've ever been. They said it was like something was crawling at their skin. And to me, I don't kind of want to blame anything on anything because we're all adults and we know what to take and what not to take. But to me, if somebody can create a drug that for a demonic feeling and it puts people in a zombie-like state, there's a bigger problem. Because if you have a drug that actually can give you that effect to where you feel like you're a zombie, to where you're so angry that you rip off your skin, there's a big problem. Another one is the bath salts. They say a lot of teens. I know there's one other one that's being talked about on the down low. Not so many people are talking about it, but it's the glue, or it's like not glue, but it's like it's the glue, the adhesive they use like inside of refrigerators and inside of it's like a plastic glue that they use like inside of different things. They say teenagers are actually inhaling that. Also, there's some sort of aerosol, almost like a Freon base, that's in refrigerators that they say people are taking that out and inhaling that. I mean, we asked the question today, old school drugs versus new school drugs. Back in my day, you got high off some weed and you kept it moving. Now they got everything from, and it did the same effect, made you hungry, made you go to sleep, made you giggle and made you go to sleep. But now they got this marijuana that's absolutely driving people crazy. They have this marijuana drug out there now that's driving people so crazy. It's giving them it's making them hallucinate. It's making them see things. It's making them miscalculate. I can tell you, I know somebody who consistently smokes it, consistent. And I will tell you what, this person has ran their car into dishes. This person has ran their all types of stuff. And the thing about it is, you can always look in their eyes and tell that they've been on it. You know, you can look in somebody's eyes and tell that they've been smoking something or they're on something. And I know a couple of adults, young adults, that first of all, their brains are not ready for it in the first place. But second of all, they're doing it and it's just, it's messing people up. So I don't know. When it comes to it, do I say the new school drug is 10 times worse than the old school drug? Yes, I'm going to say the new school drug is much worse than the old school drug, definitely. Now, if you have an opinion on it and you want to speak on it, press 1, you're welcome to. If not, you're just free to listen. I know I have some people in the chat here. And a young lady just said that she had a cousin that was taking the Flocka, the first drug that I was talking about, and she said she actually died. She was taking the Flocka. They found her comatose, and she actually died. So that's what I'm saying. There's no drug that's worthy of taking my life. There should be no drug out there that's worthy of taking anyone's life. You know, I'm not gonna say, hey, let's just not use drugs. They're all illegal. You know, you can't tell somebody what to do and what not to do. You can't convince somebody what to do and what not to do. But I will tell you, anything that you didn't see somebody wrap up, anything that you didn't see somebody, anything that somebody has to take from someplace and give you, I'll be suspect of it. I remember back years, there was a girl who lived where I live, and this girl, particular girl, she actually got a hold of some drugs. And the sad thing about it is when she got a hold of these drugs, she actually got completely naked and ran out of her house. And this was actually in New York, when I lived in New York. It was somebody who dated one of my brothers. And she got naked and ran out in the streets. And afterwards, it was notated that it was some sort of drugs that she was taking. It was some sort of drugs that she was giving or somebody put in her drink. That's one of the reasons why I never go out places and turn around on my drinks, because you never know. But this new drug is wicked. And I will tell you, if you have teenagers, if you have young kids, please, 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 I encourage you to take them to YouTube and look up this drug. This drug is called Flocka. Look up the effects of this drug. If your young teenagers see that, I showed it to my 11-year-old. I showed it to my 11-year-old because not because he's into using drugs, not that he wants to use drugs, but I showed it to my 11-year-old because you know what? These people on these drugs have demonic-like symptoms. They say they say when they take this drug, they feel like they have superpowers. They actually feel like they can climb walls. They can knock people down. They can do all types of things. And when you show your teenagers, your young teenagers, I don't care if you have a 9-year-old, it's graphic. It doesn't show any nudity. It's graphic. But for me, that was my teaching of my kids, to show them stuff, to have them watch videos, to have them watch things. And this video that they came out with is Flocka. I think it's F-L-A-K-K-A or F-O. Just go on YouTube and look up the drug Flocka, the effects of the drug Flocka, and have your children watch that YouTube video. Because I will tell you, my 11-year-old's eyebrows was raised when he saw the demonic things that these people were doing. They say, like I said, it just makes you crazy. So if you're somebody on the line and you want to talk about a drug, or you want to talk about something somebody's done on the drugs, or just you have an opinion one way or the other, you can press 1. I'd be more than happy to bring you in. I do see a couple of people who are pressing 1, but you're pressing 1 off and on. So unless I see that you're pressing 1 and you want to speak, unfortunately, I don't bring you on. I do apologize. So you have to press the 1 that says you want to speak. I do have someone else in the chat room stating that they actually have a cousin who just died from bath salts. Cousin went to the party. Cousin was 17 years old. They was trying bath salts. How they did it, I have no idea. I haven't investigated into that far. But the cousin got rushed to the hospital and died. So people, if you have teenage nieces, nephews, cousins, friends of friends, spouses with them, girlfriend and boyfriends, sit down and talk to your teenagers today, because the way these drugs are going, we're not going to have to worry about something else messing up the world or blowing up the world. These drugs are going to take us out, because the demonic things that these children are doing, just like I think there was a kid who just cut his mother's head off. He was on some sort of drugs. I mean, to think about the stuff that people do, it's just ironic. But I'm going to go to a short break and come right back. I think I'm going to play this song because I think it fits the topic. So everybody hang in there. If you want to speak when I come back, press 1. If not, you can listen to other callers coming in, or you can just listen to the show.
Too nice and precise with these lyrics that you're hearing, that are remnants of my life in the spirit, in the flesh. I am fresh. Any doubts, I will clear it in the mind. That's why I recline, meditating on how I'm going to kill this shit lyrically. So the murder was premeditated, literally. This will separate the major from the minor leagues. I get high and paint a masterpiece. I am calling it artistry. Look, all white party, answer for show, they yell cheers. tweet what you afraid of. Well, at least that you atmospheres, but I'm spitting universes till I out my peers. And that's why I get high, and I think that it's weird how they put a price on the earth and a limit on the sky. Guess even a bird born inside of a cage think it's all sickness to fly. And that's why I've been shining so bright lately, that the chances are slim that it is ever shaky. Could have been did it, but I was lazy, chasing my crazy, and to America, you beautiful lady, I'm on your heels like a spur for trying to play the play. Mother Earth, you cradle this baby. The cradle of life is in Africa, maybe. So I guess you could say Africa's fault is this lady, America. 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 The pen is mightier than a sword, my lord. Put that S at the end and it spells words, of course. Think of why they even call them spelling words. I guess it's just for lack of better words, huh? I picture America as a woman with plenty curves. I cherish her, but I'm just speaking about the land. She's a woman with shackles on her feet and hands. They embarrass her with lies, saying they shipped over the black man. See them Native Americans was just Asiatics and Africans who planted their feet in for seeds. And I am diving off of the deep end like a fool. See the tool, what's the schools you would play for a fool? The U.S. is just a stool that the Euros speak in. Mother Earth, you cradled this baby. The cradle of life is in Africa, maybe. So I guess you could say Africans fathered this lady, America. 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 America.
So that was America. That was a young artist that had sent me his music. As you know, on my show, I only play music that people send me. You will never hear me play music that is already on the radio because I like to give people a chance. So I just had an interesting conversation with somebody during the break. And I know this is going to raise a lot of eyebrows on what I'm about to say, and I'm sorry if it does. But they mentioned that they can't wait for their particular state to be able to have the marijuana and have it be legalized. My thing is this. If you legalize that drug and you allow people to walk around and smoke it freely, think about the chaos it's going to cause. I mean, I know they say this is the argument, this is the compelling argument that the person just gave me. It is from the earth. Okay, it may be from the earth. But people don't understand that if a state legalizes a drug, that's the state does, but the federal government doesn't have to. So the federal government can still come in and take you, say, go ahead and test them. Go ahead and test them. A job can still say, we're not going to have nobody here on drugs. So keep in mind, folks, when everybody's always talking about, you know, I want it to become legalized in my state, I need to become legalized in my state. Understand, if becoming legalized in your state does not give you a free pass to do it. Keep in mind, you can go ahead and do it if you want to, but if a job decides I'm going to do mandatory drug testing, even if that state has it as a legal, the state has legalized it, that job still has the right to say you're fired because this is not what I want on my job. Jobs have the right to say this. And the reason why a job has the right to say this is because if you're in a job that takes skills, if you're in a job that takes concentration, and you're in there messing up their line or you're in there doing something or burning up something, and it was because you was on marijuana, you can't fight the compelling argument. Oh, well, this state made it legal. Try fighting that argument in court. You will lose, and you will lose your unemployment. I'm just saying. So while everybody wants it to be legalized, it's not totally legalized. Yeah, it could be sold in the store, but it doesn't protect you from your job. Yeah, it can be sold in the store. You can walk down the street, but it doesn't protect you from the federal government. Just like there's certain states like Colorado and a couple of other states who have made it legal, they have their plants where they sell it and plants where they grow it. They still pay that state a huge tax to be able to do that. But also, they still try to alert them if the federal government is coming in to investigate. So marinate on that. Everybody wants to become legal, and everybody wants to be able to smoke it freely in the streets. But are you real? Is it really legal? Is it really to where you can do it and not get in trouble for it? That's all I'm saying. So, you know, and then on top of that, your kids, you think about the stuff they put in marijuana these days. You never know what your kid can smoke, and it could kill your kid. So what I'm saying is we need to lead by example as adults. And anybody who's fighting this bill to say it needs to be legal, it needs to be legal. Now, if you got a medical problem and you take it medically and it heals you for cancer or something like that, that's different. That's actually different because nobody wants to be in pain. But if you're doing it on an everyday basis for recreation and can't even focus on your life and can't even do what you're supposed to be doing, no, it shouldn't be something that's legal to you. That's just my opinion. But I'm going to go ahead and start bringing in callers. Callers, again, if you want to speak, you need to press 1 for me to see you, and I'll bring you in as you press 1. I'm going to go ahead and bring in one of my callers. 0870, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you this evening?
Hey, hey, this Trent. What's going on?
How you doing?
All right. How you been?
I am fabulous. I know you're one of the folks that have been asking me, when am I bringing back my show? When am I bringing back my show? Look, I was working on it, okay? I actually had somebody inbox me last night and say, well, if you're not going to bring it back, can you send me an archive? I'm like, did you just really just ask me to do that? Like, if you look back on my page, you'll see every show I've done. You can go there and listen to it. He was like, well, can you just send me an archive so I can have something to do with my time? I was like, no. Call in. I'll be on the show. So what is your take on the new drugs today versus the old drugs? Would you say they're more harsher today, or would you say they were harsher previously, back in our day?
Well, first I would have to say there is a difference. There is a big difference. And I am one of those believers that marijuana should be legal. But a drug is made chemically, okay? In order to make, let's, for example, what we know as cocaine, it would be real simple if you just went and got the coca leaf, squeezed out the juice, froze it, crystallized or something like that. But that's not how it works. You have to add chemicals to it to get it to that state. The plant itself, like you were saying, that person said, it's a plant, okay? It's a plant. It has its own things to it. It's a plant. It has healing abilities and everything else for it. You know, that's one of the things you had just got done saying, and that was one of the points I wanted to make. People have disguised it and, again, made it like in the 30s, made it seem like marijuana was just so incredibly bad. But what it is that textiles, big pharmaceuticals, they don't want it legal for anything because it'll put them out of business. One thing, like you said before, it was for the cancer. Well, THC, and that's in the marijuana, is high in alkaline. It is a known medical fact that cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. So if you alkaline your body with water, that's not acidic, because there's some bottled waters out there that's highly acidic, but mineral water, there's fruits and other type of plants out there. If you keep this in your body, cancer can't survive. But look at all the other things that could be made with, you know, instead of just calling it marijuana, but hemp, because it's, you know what I'm saying? There's different types of there's two, three different types of that strain anyway. You know, you can make clothes, you can make biodegradable plastics and things like that. All kinds of things that could be good. You know what I'm saying? It's not just about just smoking it. It's just about the all-around use of the plant. But, yeah, and like you said, and going to work and everything, well, you do it the same way you do alcohol. If you get behind the wheel drunk, there's prices to pay. If you go to work drunk, there's a price to pay. Okay, anything sensitive, you know, that's the way that goes with that. That's the same way you do with marijuana. Drinking alcohol is more harmful to you than smoking marijuana. You know?
Well,
now you
the
say,
only thing
yeah,
I'm going to say about that, the only thing I'm going to say about that is this. When it was just the plant, that was one thing. But now it's something completely different. You got marijuana today that's giving people headaches, just the smell of it. You got marijuana. So there used to be where you can roll up a joint, put it in your back pocket, walk past and nobody know it. You can't roll up a joint now and walk past because the world will know it because it's so potent and so strong. They don't add it so many things. And like I said, back in the day when it was just, hey, let's sit in the backyard and get high, that's one thing. But right now it has very high levels of THC in it, and that's dangerous. That's dangerous to the mind. That's dangerous to the body. So to me, the reason why I say it shouldn't be legalized, I say it shouldn't be legalized because, first of all, you already got the youth killing themselves, smoking the kind that's killing them and making them do things.
About THC, nothing. Does it make you high? Yeah. There's lots of things out there that can make you high, but it doesn't kill you. No matter what
it doesn't, but you can be killed if you're doing something. It may not kill you, but it can be kill others. Because if you're driving on high levels of THC, if you're driving your vehicle on high levels of THC.
And then I just say you regulate
exactly.
It the same way. That's the same thing you do.
But they don't know.
Yes, it's an intoxicant, okay? It's an intoxicant. It's different than a drug because there are companies right here, out here, as you say right now, that have the right to say we're not going to hire you because you smoke tobacco and it's highly legal. But yet tobacco kills more people than marijuana. You know what I'm saying? That's a drug. The tobacco in itself is not the drug, but the drug is everything they put on it. That's what makes it deadly. And that's what I'm trying to tell you what it is with marijuana. Marijuana alone by itself, it don't matter what the THC levels is. It don't matter. That's not going to kill you. Nobody on this planet Earth has ever overdosed off of plain marijuana. Now, if you add something else to it, you can have reactions and die. That's the difference. Marijuana. I don't care. I don't care if the THC is at 99%. You're still not going to die.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When it was just a regular plant, that was one thing.
You're not gonna
but this other stuff.
But, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Separate saying marijuana, okay? Separate saying marijuana. Know that they are adding chemicals to something. They are adding a drug to this plant, okay? Don't blame it on the marijuana.
I don't blame it on marijuana. I blame it on the person who's smoking it and doing the stuff and killing people and killing themselves. I never blame anything on a drug, just like I don't blame a gun on a gun. I blame it on the person behind it.
You keep saying marijuana. It doesn't matter if I have Fruity Pebble Kush, whatever they call this stuff out there now. It don't matter what it is. But if you lace it with something else, that's the problem. But just coming up with different strains and a higher THC level of marijuana inside produced and whatnot, that's no problem. That ain't that's nothing. That's like saying you drank a spritzer, you drank some champagne, you drank some beer, you drank some cognac, you drank some vodka, or you drank some moonshine. It's alcohol. It's just different levels to it, okay? But when you start talking about people losing their mind and doing demonic stuff and everything else, that's manufactured chemicals. That's stuff.
No, well, that's what you must have missed. Because I was talking about flocka. I wasn't talking about marijuana.
No,
I was talking about flocka.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was getting at. Those are drugs. Those are drugs. And that's one of the things that we try and advocate when we say that. Don't lump it in with that. That's like saying tobacco is a drug. It's not. It's all that other stuff they put on it is the drug. So all the other stuff they put on the marijuana.
That's one
of the to me, a drug is a drug. In my particular state, whether you have bath salts, marijuana, weed, crystal meth, or whatever you have, a drug is a drug, and you can go to jail for it. Other people's states, I don't know. So whether how I lump it, whatever, a drug is a drug. A drug, regardless of smoking it, it's a drug. It is. So
it's
tell that to the judges. Tell that to whoever. Well, that's your opinion. But in my particular state, it's a drug. In my particular state, I'm not going to tell my children it's okay. It should be legal anyway. Go ahead and smoke it because it's from the earth. Bullshit. I would never tell my child that. I would never stand in front of my child and have that compelling argument that it's okay because it's a drug. A drug is a drug. Now, let me correct myself. To each his own. You could smoke as much as marijuana as you want. To each his own. But what I'm saying is never will I stand in front of somebody and try to prove a point that don't lump it in because a drug is a drug. A narcotic is a narcotic, regardless. So until the federal government comes back and says, but that's what you're saying, but tell that to the judge in your state. Tell that to the judge in your state. Just continue to smoke.
They have. That's why places have been going on to do this. They know for a fact in this country it was required at one point in time of farmers to have a certain allotment of their acreage to grow the plant. Okay? It became illegal when it came to making synthetic material. When big pharmaceuticals came into play, that's when that became illegal.
Well, at this point, wait, let me stop you right there because where this conversation is going, wait a minute, let me stop you because it could be your argument, it could be my argument. I say it's a narcotic, you say it's not a narcotic. As far as the teachings and the learnings of it, of the world and the pharmaceutical, all that's not necessary. Your opinion is your opinion, and my opinion is my opinion. The whole question of this show today was, and regardless to how I lump something in, that's my opinion, just like you have your opinion. The topic of this show today is what do we think as far as the drugs versus today and the drugs versus yesterday. As far as the compelling arguments that we're having here going back and forth, there's no reason for me to have the lesson on pharmaceutical because either way, I say it's not a narcotic. You say it's not. We're going to leave it there. So if we can agree to disagree, and you know we always have on this radio show.
Yes.
But as far as making the point of it, it's done. I don't even want to talk about that no more. My question was, as far as like the drugs that are out there today, and we don't even have to talk about marijuana or weed or homegrown. My question was, and the topic of the show was, do you feel like the drugs are different than they were today versus yesterday? That's what the topic of the show is.
Are they more, how do you mean by more different? If you're saying it's more dangerous, I'm going to say no.
So you don't feel like a drug that gives people demonic like if you look at that video,
the reason I'm saying no is because a lot of these drugs that we think are new have already been around. But like I said, what's the difference between somebody smoking heroin and somebody smoking Flocka?
Well, I've known people who smoke heroin. And I know somebody who smoked Flocka, and they're dead. And I know people who work. I know people who smoked heroin, still smoke heroin.
Yep.
And guess what? When they can't get off,
they're dead.
Correct. And they can't get off of it. Now they're on methadone programs that they're going to be on for the rest of their lives from heroin. But I've never seen a heroin smoker. I've never seen a heroin smoker run and smash their head into a window, or run the streets. Smashing their head into moving cars, and they've come back. The scientists that have talked about it recently.
I've seen.
Okay, but the scientists. People are coming back. Advocate drug dealers that used heroin and that used Flocka, and they came back with comparisons of heroin and of Flocka. They've said when it comes to Flocka, which is a mix of heroin, bath salts. Anything you can think of, gas, lethal shit, they say the mix up with Flocka, the feeling they have with Flocka is they feel so angry and burning inside, people have scratched their eyes out. They said it was nothing compared to when they did heroin. And these are advocate drug dealers that came out and talked about the drug. So do I say that Flocka is 10 times more legal than heroin? Hell yeah, because Flocka has heroin in it. Flocka has bath salts in it. Flocka has violent chemicals in it, gas, Freon, and everything else in it. And it's more. It has more, a much higher amount of methamphetamines. It's basically almost raw meth. So when you look at heroin, and I mean, again, opinions are opinions, but I will tell you what, to anybody on this line, and I see several people on this line, I encourage you, I don't care how old your kid is. I don't care if your kid is 7 or 8 years old. Let them watch that video, because there's another one out there with the gummy bears where they're giving kids gummy bears that's got drugs in it. You let your children go on YouTube and look up gummy bears or candy to drugs, candy turned into drugs given to children, and you let your children watch these videos. The reason why I say that is because our children today need to be aware of this. If you're given something that you don't know what's what, they need to know not to take stuff from strangers, not to take candy from strangers, not to take candy from somebody they so-called their friend. Because the more dangerous thing about this whole situation is you got the young youth coming up that's already trying certain things out there, that's already doing certain things out there that's messing up their brainwaves. Who needs to take a gummy bear that'll completely drive you crazy and have you shoot up a bunch of people? That dude that cut his mother's head off, he finished a half a bag of those gummy bears that completely chopped his mother's head off. Now, if you're not going to tell me there's something wrong with that drug that caused you to kill people and chop off heads to the person who gave you birth, then this world is in for much more worse things than it is in for now.
Like I said, I've seen the same thing with heroin users. They've murdered their family members. They've done it all. They've done the same. So with me, with that, there's nothing new under the sun. It's just become more televised. We're more social with everything. So we're seeing everything happen. So.
Well, I tell you,
I've seen them all kill. Yeah, I've seen them all kill while on it, you know, and do stupid stuff.
And that's
stuff.
Sad.
I mean,
That's sad because I can understand, just like alcohol, you drink a little bit to get a buzz and you stop. You don't drink to where you're belligerently drunk and falling over and throwing up. Who gets to enjoy it then? Not you. The next morning you're sick.
Well, I'm not going to lie. It's not like I haven't been there before. I'm not going to say that.
I know you've been there. I could tell you've been there. No, I'm just kidding.
I've been there before in my youth. I've been there. I've been there before. It's like, oh, my God. You know, and what made me wake up to that one, you know what I'm saying, was one time in my life, and I can honestly say this, one time in my life, and I vowed it would never happen again, I woke up and don't remember what the fuck happened. Excuse my language, but I don't remember what happened.
Wow. Yeah, you probably shouldn't drink whatever that was. Yeah, I think we've all experienced that. I know I think I've experienced it just once, and that particular beer, I think it was when St. Ives came out. I don't think I've ever drank it again. The smell of it will make you sick. But for the worst part, you know, it's crazy. But I see a lot of folks online. Guys, if you want to weigh in on this topic, you can press 1. If not, you can hang out and listen in. It's just compelling of how this thing, everything's going right now. It's just compelling of how these drugs are just affecting people, who are affecting babies, who are affecting just these women who are killing their babies on drugs. I don't know. Like I say, we're in for a rude awakening if we don't just wake up about it. And the first thing, it starts with children education. Tell your children. Talk to your children. I know a lot of people try to hide things from their children. A lot of people try to not tell them the truth, thinking it's going to be too much, thinking it's going to be hurt them. The more they know early on, the better off they'll be. Because think, I didn't sit my son in the car on the way to school and let him watch that Flocka video, and his eyes was glued to it. I let them watch the gummy bear video. got him so funny now he won't take no money, no candy from nobody. He won't even take it from my father. My father was like, well, I want this kid eat no candy from me. I was like, I don't know. That's what it takes. You know, you instill enough fear in them. Trust me, they'll be okay. But I'm going to go to a quick break. If you want to hang out, you can hang out. I'm going to come right back to you. Everybody else, I see you online. I'll come right back in a moment. I want to go ahead and play this song only because it is the official Speak Your Mind radio. It's by no other than Latrice Lawrence. I haven't played it in so long. She sent me something new, but I just hadn't had a chance to upload it because everybody knows I've been on vacation. But I'm back now. And I'm also still taking suggestions for radio topics. Everybody can hit my inbox after the show. Let me know something you want to talk about, and we'll move on from there as far as talking about it. Just hit me up, and we'll go over it. But if everybody hold on, I'm going to take a quick break. And I love this song, so I'm going to play it. Okay, that is none other than Miss Latrice Lawrence. She is a local on my show. Well, she's not local. She lives in California, but I'm Vegas. She's a local on my show. She's making it big. Love her voice. I love that song, and it's one that I listen to on my timeline a lot. So I asked her to sing it for me. I asked her to record it for me. So she did. She put it on YouTube as my official Speak Your Mind Radio's official theme song. So regardless of what the topic is, I'm always going to play it. So before I take any more calls, I want to just give a little bit of facts as far as our teenagers, the drugs effects. Some of the most common negative effects of teen drugs are emotional problems. Drug abuse can also mask emotional problems such as anxiety, depression, and mood swings. Suicidal thoughts also are a big factor when it comes to teens. Among the majority of depression, 3.4% of our report are using drugs today. This actual article was last year, so I'm sure it's higher by now. But that was one of the main things that, you know, I wanted to talk about was drugs. I wanted to talk about the effects on drugs, and I wanted to see, were they more potent than they are now? And like I said, we can agree to disagree. Everybody has their own opinion, you know, on what should be legal, what shouldn't be legal. But my main concern is, as a parent, as an adult, as a now newly grandmother, is to try to assist our children, try to assist our youth, try to keep drugs off the streets, try to get drugs away from them. And drug education to teenagers and young adults is one of the most important things, because a lot of people feel like, I don't want to talk to them about it because of what it's about. I don't want to talk to them about it because of how it's going to make them feel. I don't want to talk to them about it because it's something that we should wait for them to get a certain age. There's not a certain age. If your child can speak, you can go ahead and talk to them about it. Even if you do it in a small, there's other ways to teach young adults as young as 6, 7, 8 years old, because you think about it. You got people walking around now, right now, with gummy bears, drugs made of gummy bears. So some sort of education has to be given to our youth, because right now you got to stop and think about it. The children are our future. So if they're gone all on bath salts and drugs, what type of future will we have? So that's why I say young adult and teenager education is very, very important. There's a lot of different hotlines. You can actually get confidential help 24 hours a day at 888-981-3012. Again, that number is 888-981-3012. If you're not someone who can talk to your child, call a hotline. Get help. You know, talk to people about treatments. There's all types of different things you can do. There's all types of hotlines to help, you know, but stop and think about it. They are our future. So I'm going to go ahead and move on to the show. I do still see a bunch of people online. If you want to weigh into the show, press 1, I'll bring you in. If not, I'm going to actually go on to a couple of my inbox questions, as well as I have some stuff on my chat lessons. But I'm going to go ahead and bring You're back in 0870. I think you've heard the Latrice's song before. What do you think of that song?
Oh, I like it. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, it's I like it basically because I like any sort of gospel. Like, I like any music. I listen to every and anything. But that particular song, I think Yolanda Adams sings it, is like one of my all-time favorites. And I just, because I love Latrice Lawrence's song, and you know we've got a lot from Latrice. Now, one of the other things that I just had somebody tell me, which I think this is, and like I said, we could agree to disagree, okay? And I guess they're on the line, heard me and you debating, and figure they don't want to debate. But I heard somebody come on the line, and like I said, guys, this show is Speak Your Mind Radio. You're allowed to speak your mind. We don't hold nothing back here. So if you have something you want to talk about, you think it might be kind of controversial, I'm okay with it. You know, we know how to shut each other down when we need to, when we know it's getting too bad. But somebody said something, and I totally don't agree with this, but I'm going to put it out there. I was just told by somebody in my chat line that the problem with the drugs today is the single parents and the mothers raising the children by themselves because of the fathers in jail or because the fathers are absent, because so many deadbeat dads. Let's hold up. I'm going to dispute that. I'm going to dispute that because I don't believe that. I believe you can raise a child up your best. You can raise a child up in church and have them in church 3-4 days a week. And then once that child gets of age, if that child decides to go this way, that child's going to go that way. I don't believe that it's because I'm a single mother and I'm raising my son by myself. That's the reason why my son's on the street using drugs. I'm going to tell you why I don't believe that, because I've been married for 27 years. And I got, three kids, and I know of at least one of them who's an advocate drug user whenever he gets good and ready. Not bath salts or nothing. I hope not. It's the so-called non-should-be-legal marijuana that you were talking about earlier. But anyway, I can tell you that shit's done fucked up his brain waves, because he's done hit shit with his car. He's done ran up into dishes with his car. He done did shit, didn't remember it. When you on something that mess up your head that bad that you can't remember from A to B what the hell you're doing, there's a problem. I'm sorry. There's a huge problem. But I will tell you, he told me that the problem with the teenagers right now in drugs is because of the single parents. I'm here to tell you that's bullshit, because I'm not a single parent. I've been a two-parent family from day one since this kid's been born. And he's lived the good life. So we're not going to say because we lived in the ghetto, he claims because the single mothers live in the gutter with the children, and because the single mothers don't know how to raise their children, that's the reason why these kids are on drugs. I call bullshit on that one, because we've raised our children good. We've never lived in the gutter. We've always had a big, nice house. We've always lived good. We've always taught our children respect. But you know what? When your child goes out and does what he wants to do, your child's going to do what he wants to do. And nobody's going to be able to do with this. So I'm going to leave that one alone. Before I bring my next caller in, what did you think about what that caller said, what that person said in the chat, that he blames it on all the single parents raising their children?
You can't blame it all on all the single parents, but it is part of the problem. You can't solely blame it on, okay, well, it's because of this is that. That is one of the symptoms why certain things happen, but you just can't blame it all on that. You just can't. Trust me, you can't. I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? On that one, you know, I've watched it. You know what I'm saying? And I don't care what nobody say. All of us, somewhere in our family, somewhere down the line, we got at least two heads. You know what I'm saying? Whether they crack heads or meth heads or something, there's at least two heads we're related to. So
I think I got like four.
You know,
I might have like four. I'm just kidding.
You know, you can't solely blame it on that, but that is one of the problems. Because, and I understand what he's trying to say, but I would tell them you can't blame it solely on single parenthood. But yes, it can if the single parenthood home is highly dysfunctional. That's when you mostly see it. It's highly dysfunctional. The parent, one of the parents themselves, is not even being a pale. They may be doing the drug themselves. It's a vicious cycle. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother story from, like you said, what we were saying. But I understand what he was saying, because I've seen some people say, because of such and such and such and such, I felt a certain way that when I took this drug, it made me feel happy. You know, something I didn't get because my parents weren't there. I have seen that, but it's not, you can't just sit there and say it's because of single parenthood. Right, indeed.
Thank you. Finally, we agree on something. Well, let me bring in this next caller.
Okay.
4125, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you this evening?
Sis.
Hey.
Hi, it's Patrice. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. You just missed your song.
You
just missed me. Yes. You know I got to play this. Well, for everybody who's on the line, this is none other than Miss Patrice Lawrence, one of my favorites of my show. The song I just played, I'm Gonna Be Ready, which is the official Speak Your Mind theme song. This is the beautiful singer of that song. So happy to hear from you. So happy.
Yes,
and happy that you're doing better.
Yes. I've been in a hiatus because that surgery was something. You know, so I was down for at least 5 weeks, but, you know, it's been almost 8 weeks, and I'm back, you know, back at work and back at gigging, and got some good news and some things going on, and, you know, God is good. So I wanted to call in. My song just dropped Friday. And it's called I Want to Thank You. And, you know, Brenda's gonna be sharing it with you guys, because she always gets my stuff. I give it to her. She gets the carte blanche.
You know, somebody else just said that. I think, who was it? Laurie inboxed me. Was like, I just came out with something. I sent it to you. I was like, okay, cool. And somebody else, it was just funny that somebody just sent me something, right? And it was a remake of a song, Cake, the Rihanna's Cake. So, you know, me and my crazy self, I was like, I said, really? Like, it was somebody that I don't know does music. It was just somebody randomly who put it in my inbox. So I was like, really? The way I said, is that how you really feel? I mean, do you know me like that? He was like, no. I remade that song. Then it forced me to go back and re-listen to it. And I told him, just send it to me, and I'll definitely spin it. But for a minute there, I was like, hold up now. You know it's the cake, you know. Boy, you know I like it. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yes.
Did you just put this song in my inbox? For what reason? I don't even think I listened to all of it. I just heard it playing, because it wasn't even like YouTube. You know how you send somebody a voicemail in the inbox, and it's just a line going across? That's what it was. So I hit play, and I'm like, wait a minute. Hold up now. But
that is very interesting.
Before you share your great news, I have to ask you the question of the night. Do you feel like the drugs of today are worse than the drugs of yesterday?
Man.
When it comes to everything. What's your take on that?
I kind of do. I have mixed feelings, because back in the 70s, the 60s and the 70s, when they bought in heroin and they bought in drugs, coke, and all that. The thing is, they were trying to stop the Panthers. I think I've talked to you about this before. And the Panthers had a great movement going on. The breakfast programs and everything. They painted the Panthers out to be violent and volatile animals. They were bringing pride in our communities. So they bought heroin and different things, and so it kind of destroyed some of the communities, you know, because we had pride in our communities, and some of us still do, but a lot of things, that was the start of the downfall of the communities. Now we have things like crystal meth, and we have things that are crazy. They're doing something in Beverly Hills, and it's called, I forgot what it's called, but it's some kind of little thing they're doing, some drug. and
Flocka,
you know,
Flocka,
huh?
Flocka,
and this
that one
that
video.
Mhm. These things now are stronger and will kill you faster. And the thing about it is, it slowly killed people before, the drugs they were bringing in. But the thing is, it's scarier the risk the young people will do. They're more deviant and they're more daring now. But it's not just the African-American problem. It's a lot of people is doing it. White people,
yeah.
Mexicans, everybody, Chinese. It's just a non-racial. They always want to say it's just black. No, it's not. I know some white people that are heavily addicted to meth, and they're white.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have a color. All you need to do is try and get hooked. And it's not about they want to go there with single-parent families. I know some people that did not have husbands and daddies for their children. Their children come out great. It just depends. I'm sick of people saying that. It's some excellent kids that come from single-parent families. You know, not everybody is a failure that comes from single-parent families. So I think it's a personal thing. I think when you're in a bad rural area, that doesn't help. And that is not pinned on one race. That's just a situation. You could be in a bad area, and it just becomes crazy where drugs are just running rampant. I used to live in the La Mirada area in L.A., and it was quiet. You could go and walk to the mall. Nobody bothered you. Fast forward 6 years later, and it was crackheads. And a crackhead had moved in the complex and everything else. This was years ago when this happened, but it got bad in the early 2000s over there. And it had been quiet and just serene. So all it takes is a couple of years and the wrong sorts of people come in the neighborhood. That's all it takes, you know. But you can't say, oh, single-parent families. You can't go there like that. That's wrong. Some people lose
mm-hmm.
their other half to being murdered. Or some people just get left and dogged out and left with the bag, and they have to raise their kids by themselves. And some men raise the kids by themselves when their wives die in childbirth. Everybody wants to say, oh, it's the mother, black mother raising the son by themselves. They making these errors. We get the bummest rap out of everybody, black women. We do. You know,
yep,
we get the bummest, and we're
you.
One of the strongest people on the planet. But we get dealt with dirty and talked about. And who says we can't raise our kids by ourselves? Who says that? It would be perfect to have the man and the woman. It would be great. But it doesn't always work out like that. So I think it has everything to do with how you raise your children. And I wouldn't want to raise my children in a bad area because peer pressure is no joke. I wouldn't want to.
Well,
a boy or a girl,
Only thing I'm going to say about how we raise our kids, I don't even know if that has anything to do with it because I was given the example, I think, before you came on the line of how well we raised our children. And we've been married for 27 years, and we raised our children good. We raised our children not to really want for too much. We raise our children in a respectful manner, you know, and when
mm-hmm.
you look at them, you look at one of them now, he just does his own thing, you know, and then even when it comes to his music and to his rap, he's musically rapping about struggles, and I'm thinking to myself, yo, dude, I raised you. When did you struggle? Did I miss something? You know, so it's like when you can raise a child, just like I said about church, you can put a child in church 3 days a week, but when that child
mm-hmm.
grows up and has a mind of theirself and wants to do what they want, it's not going to matter who raised them. It's not going to matter how many
mm-hmm.
parents they got. It's not going to matter how many people surrounding them. They say support, 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 support. But you know, what people don't understand is there's a time when that child is not with you. That child's in school. There's a time when peer pressure kicks in. And there's a time where everybody's doing it. I can honestly say, out of all three of my children, my 11-year-old, which is my youngest one,
mm-hmm.
I can honestly say he's a different breed. He's the type of breed
yes.
where he gets a, like, for instance, we watched a YouTube video on Reese's Pieces, and worms coming at him.
Mm-hmm.
He won't eat no more Reese's Pieces. You know, we mm-hmm. I made him watch the video on the gummy bear drugs. Now he won't take no candy from nobody. Even my daddy
mm-hmm.
was like, why won't he eat this candy from me? You know, so he's the type of kid where he's headstrong on anything that has anything to do with danger. He's backed away from it. Where the other ones, the other two, they ran to danger from his
mm-hmm.
age, maybe younger, you know. And
yes.
I've got a nephew that was raised. My nephew was raised exactly like my son is. At my nephew, 11-year-old, he acted exactly like my son did. Quiet, kind of laid back, wasn't really into too much. And right now he's a state trooper in the state of South Carolina. And he vows on
mm-hmm.
not getting in trouble. And not to say that
yeah.
he was raised any certain way. He was raised by crackheads. He was raised by until we got him. You know, well, at least his father was. I don't know about his mother. Well, I don't know. But what I'm saying
mm-hmm.
is he was raised a certain way, but he came up a different way. He came up with different beliefs.
I got you. Exactly.
You know
it
what I'm saying?
It makes a big difference. It makes a
he's
huge
been the,
difference.
He's been the model citizen boy. He's been a model citizen son. I went to everything he had in college. He always got the Etta James awards every single year for college. And, I mean, this kid did it. He's living the dream now. So when I say people make comments about, oh, it's because you're a single mother. Oh, it's because you're a single father. It's because you're raising them kids by yourself. I call bullshit on that one. Because you can raise a child as best to your ability. But when that child gets up in age and that child wants to do what they want to do, that child is going to
do
what they want to do.
That's what it
yeah,
is.
So
it's an individual
that's what I
thing.
It is.
My parents
it said,
were together for almost 60 years. And my brothers and I were given wonderful opportunities. We grew up in a very quiet and a very good area. But a couple of my brothers chose to cut up. That was a personal choice. They had the same college plan laid out for them. They had the same chances. But they did what they was wanted to do and was in peer pressure is what really did it. And they wanted to do the wrong thing because it was an individual choice. And I think people start cutting up. Some people start cutting up when they're 12 through 16. It could go to 12
yep.
through 18, and then it don't stop. It just depends. I've seen my brothers start at 16 and 17 just cutting up, and then it just gets worse and worse gradually.
I
and
agree.
The thing is,
I
if
agree.
A person makes their mind up to do the wrong thing and hang with the wrong people, that's what they're going to do.
Exactly. Now,
it's a choice.
Did you see? I know you've seen it because you might have been one of the ones laughing when you was talking
okay.
about different colors this and different colors that. This is my blooper, and I haven't shared a blooper yet tonight on the show. And while I have a bunch of people on the show, I gotta share this blooper that happened. It was too funny. So, I was going to the grocery store the other day. I was sitting in my car, and my parents was in the store. My mom and my dad was in the store. I was sitting outside waiting. So I see this old man. When I tell you he looked like he was kicking death, like death was knocking at his door. Like he was struggling to get to his car. So I'm watching him. As he gets to his car, he's trying to not fall down, trying to open his door, losing his balance and everything. So I wasn't sure if he was drunk, just older. I didn't know what to think. So me being the person I am, I get out the car to go ask him, you know, hey, go ahead and sit down. I said, go ahead and sit down. I'm going to go ahead and put your groceries in here. And he was, and I won't, you know, I'm a friendly person, and I don't look at color. I wasn't raised to look at your color, your skin. I was raised to look at if you need my help, I'm going to help you. I don't care what color you are. So to me, color doesn't matter. So me being the person that I am, I get out the car and help this gentleman. So he looks up at me. He sits down, and he looks up at me, and he says, just like this, I will tell you no lie. And I know everybody in this line is going to crack up at my response. He said, my, you sure is a beautiful colored girl. You pretty. And back in my day, the colored girl is just a love me. And so I just looked at him with like a priceless look on my face, like, did you just really just say this? Now, mind you, we in the South, and I will tell you that he is not of my color. I will leave it at that. And so I'm like, okay. So I'm still dismissing it because this man is so elderly. I'm still thinking about getting his stuff in the car and getting him in the car. So he reaches up and he looks up at me and he says, "My, my, my, I just got a new hip. Why don't you come to, you want to come with me so we can go try out my new hip? I got money, I'll pay you," right? So, it, like, it took every bit of the New York in me not to come out and for me not to knock the shit out of this man. But instead, I found it comical. So, and I'm sorry if I'm going to offend any Southerners on the line about what I'm about to say. I'm sorry. I'm sorry in advance. But I use a very Southerner voice, which I do at work, and this was my response. I said, "No, sir. No, sir. I said, I need to get back in the house before it gets too dark. I said, now my master wouldn't like that. I said, my master don't like me out. I said, I best be getting on my way before it gets too dark." If you had seen the look on this man's face, it was priceless. But I put that on my timeline because I thought it was freaking hilarious. And it just goes to show you that, and that's my blooper that I'm going to share of the day. It goes to show you how crazy and racist some people still are. And the sad thing about it is, to think that you can buy me. Now, if I was a dog, I would have said, yeah, and probably took him, and he probably wouldn't have survived but 2 seconds of me. He might have been in his grave real quick. I'm just saying. You read, you know about my book, Latrice. Don't get it twisted. You know.
I've already talked to you in person.
I'm just saying, like, for you to even make that assumption, what makes you think you would have survived even paying me? I'd have been on DUI theft. Strange woman gives elderly man a heart attack. You know, and they wouldn't have heard the true thing of what happened. But I'm gonna leave that alone.
He got a lot of nerve because he don't know anything about you or what you bring to the table. You could have killed him.
Yeah,
you
got a gun and shot him. Or I could have did anything. Like I could have been somebody from the civil rights. I mean, I don't look that old. I could have been an activist. Mm-mm. You don't know who I was.
Yes.
You know,
exactly.
I could have been somebody who was sold into slavery or been beaten by, you don't know the reaction that could have had. Like, I played it 1,000 times before I spoke in my mind what I was going to say. I thought I'd just push him down and run. He wouldn't have been able to catch me. But then I was like, that would have been mean because they would have taken it and I would have been on WYFF again. Strange woman pushing down elderly man in the store. You know, and in his story, he would have said, I tried to rob him. And because I'm black, they would have believed it. You know, or light skin, whatever. But
man,
the moral of the story
was a beautiful colored woman, and he just got a brand new hip, and he wanted to try it out on you.
I pay you, try to go in his pocket, phone out his pudding. He had like one of them billfolds, like one of them things with the money in between. I started to snatch his damn money and run. But okay, enough of that. So go ahead and share your exciting news you got.
Oh, I can barely breathe. That was really funny. I needed that. Whew, that was great. Oh, God. Okay, this is what I wanted to tell you. I basically am going to be given an opportunity to work with a platinum producer. And he's worked with Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston, all these different people. He's worked with Earth, Wind, and Fire. He's worked with the Spinners. He's worked with the Manhattan Transfers. He's amazing. He has 30 top 10 hits. And he's just, oh, my God. He's worked with Denise Williams. I just was floored. He said, "What's your favorite song by Denise Williams?" I said, "You're All That Matters to Me, My Love." He said, "Guess who wrote that?" I said, "Who? Me." I basically told him I was singing this song all throughout high school. I loved the song. I knew Silly as well. It was one of my favorites. But this one was my very favorite.
Yeah, I like Silly.
And it blew me out the water. I just couldn't believe how many people he's worked with. And how humble he is. You go through the house, you see all these platinum and gold albums on the wall. So long story short, he actually came to Andre, and of course, Andre's been trying to get me to work with him for years. He heard me on Facebook Live doing Mary, Did You Know, your song.
Yes, one of my
favorites.
And
I was singing it a cappella and hitting notes, and that's what did it. So that goes to show me that that's the golden song, and you're the one who really caught on to the rainbow with that song. And people love that song, but I tell you, it was a winner. That's what got his attention. So now he wants to work with me. Of course, to get live instruments, it's going to cost a little bit, but it's something we could work out. And the thing is, he's going to have stars and different celebrities on this album with me. So I think this is going to be it. I really have a good feeling about this. He's a very sweet and humble person. I just couldn't wait to tell you the good news. And then so much is happening in terms of me getting ready to. I just released this song, I Want to Thank You, this gospel song. And it's on iTunes and Amazon and all over. Spotify, it's all over the internet. Just Google Latrice Lawrence Music and it'll pop up, this new song. But I'm going to release Congratulations next year. I mean, not next year, next month. And basically, Andre's going to do a video. So we're not only going to release the song, but the video at the same time next month. So it's going to be very exciting. It's going to be very exciting. You know, Vesta Williams. I'll let you know. Vesta Williams is everybody loves Vesta Williams. She was amazing.
I do.
So I'm honored to have remade this song. I think I sent you like a draft of it and let you hear it. But I'm going to get it finalized soon. And when I get it finalized, you're going to be the first person to have it. Believe me.
Yes.
You're going to be the first person to have it.
Thank you. I'm so proud of you. Because I've always supported you because I believe in you. I believe in your music. I believe in your message. And, you know, it was a time when people just flooded my inbox and flooded my email with music. And it just so happens that, Mary, did you know, I was just having a horrible day. I don't know what happened.
Oh.
But if I have horrible days, everybody knows it because I'm not going to deal with you. I'm going to be snappy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to come back and apologize later. But I was having a horrible, horrible day, and something told me go in my inbox. And I went in there, listened to that song, and it made it all better. And I think I listened to it 10 times after that before I uploaded it. And for a while, before you came up with this one, the one I asked you to do my theme song, I played on every show. I don't care what the topic was. I don't care if it was an X-rated topic. I sure played on every show. And when I played it, I said I could do it because it's my show.
Right.
Definitely. Thank you so much for everything you do. And tell my callers and my listeners how they can actually find you and find your music.
Okay, well, I'm on iTunes and Apple Music and Spotify. Just look up Latrice, L-E-T-T-R-I-C-E, Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E. Or you can find me at Star, S-T-A-R, number one, Entertainment, ENT.com/ Latrice, LETTRICE - Lawrence, LAWRENCE, and then another / audio, AUDIO. Or if you want it simply, just Google Latrice Lawrence and everything will pop up. And the new song is called I Want to Thank You. And it's a gospel, it's an inspirational gospel song. It's really great. And it has a flute going. This flautist is off the chain. She's really good. And the guitarist, his name is Kalim Ali. He's awesome as well. And it's just a really refreshing song. You know what the song reminds me of? It's very reminiscent of that song, I Want to Thank You, by Alicia Myers. It's similar.
Okay.
To that.
So I see it right here.
You know, you check it out, you guys. Yeah, check it out. It's you see it on YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be up on YouTube because I did say I was going to do that. So, yeah, it's available. You guys are going to really enjoy it, and it's upbeat, and it's really, the words are very inspirational. And I have some other stuff on there too, blues, all kind of stuff, blues, gospel. But mostly I do uplifting songs because of all the things that God has done for me, and I like to uplift others. So
no, it's by Alicia Myers. I don't see yours. Is yours on YouTube already?
I don't know. It's called I Want to Thank You by Latrice Lawrence. It should be. It's up on iTunes and Spotify and Apple Music and all over. Amazon.com, all that. Or you can just go on my website. You can just go on my website, the one I just gave you, StarOneEntertainment.com, Latrice Lawrence Audio, you know. And you
somebody
go right
said,
to it. And,
can they hear Mary? Did you know? Well, I will put it on.
What?
No, somebody just inboxed me and said, can they hear it? So this is what I'm going to do. For the couple of people who just asked me, because I don't have it uploaded, because for some reason, because I've been gone a month or so or 2 months, I don't know. I've been gone since you've been gone. When I came back, none of my music was on here. I had to find your song on this computer.
Oh, no.
But it's not, like, all of it was gone. My intro was even gone. So I had to find music, but I'm everything. But it's on another computer in the house. It's just that I didn't have time. When I got ready to start the show, I didn't have time. So I was like, okay, but I'm going to get it from another one. But I, for all the folks that just asked me, I am in about 5 minutes after this show is over. I'm going to put it on my timeline. Feel free to share it. You'll love it. I love it. It's still one of my favorite songs. So I'm going to go ahead and play it on my timeline because I've got it on YouTube. And definitely, Latrice, I'm going to go back and take a look in my Yahoo because my Yahoo has apparently been flooded. By stuff from somebody looking to publish a book. And by the way, for the people who are looking to publish books, Broken Bars Publishing is still up and running. We took a breather. Now we're back. I'm actually working on my second book. Proud of it. It's going to be completely different, probably more X-rated, but completely different. But I just want to say to you, thank you. Just thank you. Thank you for everything you do. I'm looking forward to the album. I'm looking forward to everything. And let me know where this, with the event you're going to next month, just let me know where it's going to be. Cause I've just been a little travel bee. So just let me know where it's going to be.
Just I'm looking
give me a little
forward
bit of
to it. I definitely will. Cause you know, I would love for you to come. That would be great.
Yeah. You know, I got to come and support my girl. You know, I support all of my artists who have been there. I support all of my artists who, you know, have been with me from day one. And, you know, I support you guys, definitely. But, again, I want to thank you for calling in. I appreciate you. Love you to death. I will be putting this song on my timeline as soon as I can figure out how to log into my Facebook on this computer. This is a different computer. This is my husband's computer. And I'm not really familiar with it as of yet, you know.
Okay.
I'm not familiar, but I want to tell you thank you so much for calling in. And hang on, I'm going to actually end out in a moment. I think we're about 18 minutes over. But thank you so much for calling in, Latrice. Definitely love you. Definitely looking forward to listening to everything else you have to offer.
God bless you, sweetie.
God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that was an awesome, awesome show. I'm about to end out. If there's anybody else who has a question, who has a comment that wants to come in, you can press 1. I see the same folks that's been here all show. I want to tell you guys thank you. I do appreciate you guys for coming in, for listening in, for being a part of the show. I appreciate you guys. I can't do it without you guys. Also, I do take topic questions. So if you decide that you have something big you want to talk about, I think somebody's pressing 1 again. 0870, were you pressing 1 to come back in?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, before I get up out of here, I just want to say 3 things. 1, about your new book. I better be in it.
Oh, my goodness.
2, just to be lighthearted on the topic today, which y'all was saying. Y'all know y'all black women is the drug of the new millennium. So I don't even know why you was mad at that little old white man. And three, happy Mother's Day to all the ladies out there this weekend coming up. I want to say that. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Thank you. And for everybody who's listening, This was probably the first person who purchased my book when it came out. I did pre-orders a month early for my book, and this was the first person who purchased it. We couldn't figure it out, and he was just like, well, here's my card, order my book. You know, so for me, that speaks volumes as far as trust, because we lived states away from each other, had never met each other, and just the trust level there of friendship. I mean, we still have a good argument from time to time, and I got to cut him off and mute his ass from time to time, but I love him the same. He's my debating buddy. I love him the same, but definitely this book is going to be different. This book is going to be more or less a story, and it's going to be in collaboration with my husband, and it's going to be something you can look and see in a movie, not the short erotic stories. It's going to be real life from beginning to end, with lies, deceit, sex, just scandal, just everything. It's going to be one of those books that you just be like, dang, I can't believe that just happened. Like one of those ones where you're going to be talking about it and be like, did you get to this chapter? You get to that chapter. That's what the next book is going to be like, because I have a much bigger dream and a bigger vision for what I want to do. The first book was a stepping stone, which I'm actually apparently still selling, still by request. So that's always good. But this next one's going to be a little bit next. And then the third book I'm going to do is going to be a Facebook book. Now, people can say I'm a hypocrite, say whatever you want, but I have a very good imagination, but I also have a good heart and a good soul. And I know how to give people inspirational messages to make them feel good about themselves, as well as to help them up and uplift them. So if that's something I can do in the book too, to give somebody, to make them have a better day, or to make something they got going on with heartache get better for them, I want to be the type of author that I can go to any sort of book signing, whether it's an adult film book signing or whether it's something with, I want to work on a children's book, whether I need to do something to inspire children. So the vision is a whole lot bigger. I've taken a lot of time off the radio to do these projects. And the only thing I can say is just hang with me. Hang with me. You'll definitely be. I don't know if you're going to be in the book, because I don't think you're X-rated. I don't really know that much about you. But I have a good
amount.
I can tell you Latrice Lawrence will not be in my book, because she's all faith-based. She will not be in my next book. But I want to tell you thank you so much for calling in. And again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are on the line. I hope you guys have a peaceful, restful day. Get them kids to get out there and wash your cars for you. Get them to clean the house. Get them to get up and get your breakfast. Hope you have a prosperous Mother's Day and every day after that. But thank you so much, and you have a good. And I'm going to play this song. Now, I love this artist. I love this artist to death, I do. And this song might scare a couple of people up, and I'm sorry. I'm not playing this song because I think that the person who said that his single parents was the reason, I'm not playing this song because of that. I'm playing this song because I support this artist. So I want to say thank you so much, Trin. You have a great night. Thank you to everyone else hanging for this last song. We're going to go ahead and end out. And thank you guys for calling Speak Your Mind Radio. I will see you next week.
All right.
You, mothers, have become a part of the conspiracy. Let me show you how. ...62% of all black children live with a single parent. It's growing fast to 70%. All these single parents are women, but the babies came from a man. Where is the man? See? What did I say Pharaoh's intention was? Kill who? Kill who? The man, and spare who? The woman.
Yeah, why should I plead the fifth when I can speak some shit about the life I live, my wife and kid, how tripe it is. All I do is give. Everything they take, me they try to break. Give me no support, just child support. Keep me up in sport. We fight and fought. All the things I bought, everything I taught. Mean something to them. I'm suffering.
The woman must play an important
development of the nation, or the nation will go to hell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, why should I plead the fifth when I can speak some shit about the life I live, my wife and kid, how trite it is. All I do is give, everything they take, me they try to break. Give me no support, just child support. Keep me up and fought, we fight, we fought. All the things I bought, everything I taught, means nothing to them. I'm suffering.